Distinguished participants, dear friends, I really appreciate and thank the kind words of Arlene Wolfiden addressed to me, and I present my compliments to all you participants. It is a great honor to be here in this prestigious university and participate in this symposium on religions, freedom, democracy, and civil society. Allow me to begin by thanking the Professor Cole Durman, Dave Cotton, and the other members of the International Center for Law and Regional Studies for inviting me and for the warm and fraternal welcome that was reserved to me and Jacqueline, as well for the excellent conditions given to all of us participants to ensure the success of this annual symposium on international law and religion, held in this inspiring city of Provo, surrounded by magnificent mountains which remind me of my country, Cape Verde. Since I arrived here, and when I tell that I'm from Cape Verde, most of you ask me where it is, or what is its population, and how is Cape Verde. So I decide to present you some facts on Cape Verde. This is, in that square, it's the islands of Cape Verde. There are 10 islands. So as you see, it's near of Senegal. These are the 10 islands that compose the archipelago of Cape Verde. The population of Cape Verde is not reach 500,000 persons. So we are a very small country and a very young, as you can see. Our government, we are a Republic of Cape Verde, and we are new as Cape Verde. Our government type is a republic. We have a constitution that was approved in 1992, and our legal system is civil law system. In my speech, I will share with you experience of Cape Verde on religious freedom and democracy, with a special focus on our constitution. As you've already noticed, English is not my native language, and therefore, with your permission, I will make my presentation in Portuguese.
Last September 25, the Constitution of the Republic of Cape Verde completed 20 years of life. It was approved and published. Its approval and published was a huge mark in our history. The Constitution was approved in 1992. It was bold and took values of courage, how it has never been seen before in Cape Verde. It was instituted a democratic republic based on the dignity of the human being, freedom, the equality of man, values that override the state itself. And the organization of the political power in the Republic of Cape Verde recognizes and respects the separation and independence of all powers, the separation between church and state, and the independence of the courts. This constitution in 92, it's not limited to just show a catalog of rights, but also guarantees and duties, showing the model for the free man, responsible, and a fair and compassionate society. We have the foundation is a human dignity. And the structure of our state, that's what it is. It's the freedom of conscience, religious, cult, and that comes with freedom that cannot be violated. For that matter, the Constitution expresses clearly that it cannot be violated, the conscience of liberty, the religious, and cult. all having the right, individually or collectively, to have or not a religion, to have a conviction, a religious conviction of your choice, to participate in cult and freely show their faith, and to promote their doctrine of conviction, as long as they don't harm the rights of other and common good. These freedoms are assured as long with the prohibition, constitutional prohibition, that no one can be discriminated, persecuted, harmed, devoid of rights, beneficiated, or absent of rights because of its faith, convictions, or religious practice. This prohibition, it's nothing but an explicit principle of equality and legal protection against any kind of discrimination. It's very important to remember that if by one side nobody can be harmed in its rights by religious reasons, no one can, by the same reasons, absent of their judicial duties, and civical duties. The objection to conscience should not be interpreted as an exemption of fulfilling your duties, but the obligation of the state to establish duties that can substitute in case of objection of conscience and according to legal obligations. The freedom of religion consists in a right of embrace or not a religion, change religions, comes in a precept, the constitution precept, especially as a freedom of defense of the citizen against the state. It's called the negative freedom. In consequence, the state cannot prohibit religion, unless when we talk about those practices that are against human dignity, or they cannot impose a certain religion. But the solidification of the rights come in form of freedom of religion also ask the dimension of positive provision from the state. An example, recognizing the religious marriage, opening public schools that teach religion, give religious assistance to public institutions like prisons, hospital, armed forces, and etc. The level of recognition of religious marriage, the same is guaranteed by the Constitution, and consecrate the right to get married under a civil or religious way, and impose to the state the obligation to regulate the civil effects of the marriage and or its dissolution, independently how it was celebrated. The law in Cape Verde, in effect, regulates, along with the civil marriage, the religious marriage, defining the criteria that this one should obey to produce civil effects. This was something only recognized for the marriage celebrated by the Roman Catholic Church. But since the principle of equality and freedom of religion was consecrated in the Constitution in 1992, now it's also to all churches. It's also secured in the judicial order the condition to make it happen as religion assistance in prisons, hospitals, and armed forces. When it comes to the freedom of teaching religion in school, the Constitution expressly guarantees this freedom. One, it's given to the communities to create, they're established to teach their own doctrine. And in this case, the state does not have a power to take care of it. And also, in the other one, it's given to teaching in general. These teachings, these establishments are submitted to rules, and the state has the power to take care of it, to keep an eye on it. We should remember that the independence of the state, of the church. We also see the prohibition, the constitutional prohibition of the state to promote under any to promote a teaching based on religion or the confessional public. The collective rights of religious freedom, understood as the right to self-organization, self-determination, and the right to organize a cult and religious assistance, are all consecrated equally under the Constitution and determines that the Church and other religious communities are independent and free in its organization and exercise of their own activities. Recognize the Church, its right to use the communication, the media, to realize your activities, and also protect their cult places, their adoration places as their symbols, their religious cults and practices, without prohibiting its imitation or ridicularization. The principle of separation says that the crime of homicide, if it's it is a crime if it's made by religions, by religions' ways. If anything is damaged due to a monument, or and it's also if it's found in a place to cult, and every and like cemeteries that are special are also going to be protected. This also constitutes a crime that will be any kind of harm to special symbols. It also going to be punished accordingly. For that matter, we go for a process of that person that asks that they have to fulfill certain prerequisites, and that we can see there is a law that was approved in 1971 when Cape Verde was still a country. It was not independent yet. It was a colony under Portugal dominion. So there was a law that we don't have yet under, it's not, doesn't work with our constitution right now, but it's a situation that it still happens in Cape Verde. We still have a lot of laws that are active right now that come from the time before independency. And what happens is that the application of these laws are done considering the principles of the Constitution. All the rules that go against or harm the principle of independence and the principles of the Constitution, consecrated in our Constitution, are not applicable. In relativity, we can see there's the law that regulates a judicial person to be in community religious. So they have discussed a lot that subject if it's compatible with the freedom of religion, asking to present themselves, to present 500 faith to obtain 500 members to then be official as a religion. It's important for the church and community and religious community in Cape Verde to have their own identity, because only by having their formal identities that they can buy real estate in other things. And it's also when they become an actual church, they can have actual contracts and have practice certain acts, and that calls our attention. So the church can establish in Cape Verde to practice. They are not obligated to go through a process of recognition by the state. If they want to receive the benefits of certain things that the state may give, these churches need to go through a process of recognition. The same we can see with any churches and religious communities. There are those that are recognized by the state. They have rights to have benefits. They can receive certain benefits. And they... we can also talk about the taxes, and by their they can be exempt of taxes, or they can do certain activities to that are related to their church. The principle that of this the separation of the church and the state gives this the our Republican view is a principle, it's constitutional, that would not change. And for one side it would guarantee to be a secular state. It also gives the freedom of religion in a collective dimension. We can for churches and small cults. The results, the immediate results are the neutralization of the state and the principle of not interference from the state in the organization of the church and exercise of their functions. Nevertheless, these principles are consecrated in our Constitution. There are many attitudes from the state and its organs that can be questionable. They may question the neutrality of the state. In truth, the principle of neutrality that prohibit all identification of the state, preference religious from the state. So the state and public office do not have a religion, and they do not take matter participation in religious matters. But it's not rare to see public organs ask some rituals to be religious rituals to happen. Something common is like to have a blessing upon the airplanes or the aircrafts or certain national infrastructure by the Catholic Church. Because our airplane company buy a new airplane, they have a ceremony, and that aircraft is blessed by the bishop of the church, the Catholic Church, to administer that blessing. Also, that happens when we have the opening of a infrastructure, a building, or an institution. And that was shown, we can see that, and that's also we can see that here too. Even though there is a constitutional declaration of independence between the state and churches, we can see that some practices can be questionable when it comes to the independence and that relationship. Something very important that is in a constitution of Cape Verde is a recognition of the churches and communities as partners in a promotion of the spiritual and social development of the people of Cabo Verde. It's important to notice that this declaration, this constitutional declaration, this knowledge of the church as partners in our development cannot be done without considering that 90% of our population is religious. They profess a certain religion, and ours is end up being the Catholic religion. When we think about a state, we need to think of a state integrated as a society. If society is majority Catholic, we can't forget the influence that this church, Catholic Church in our case, has in the organization of our society itself, in the definition of society itself. The importance of the Catholic Church in our society, it's so strong that we can see our politicians looking, quotes, blessings from those Catholic authorities, leaders, for their activities. They visit the churches, the Catholic Church. They talk to those who are the leaders and all others religious leaders from different religions, because they see, they know the influence of the Catholic Church and other churches have among the society. So it is something, they are certainly partners in our development, and because they are partners, it's also important to see the development of our society, both social and spiritual. We can see some benefits that are coming that we give to the church. Like I said, the exemption of certain taxes. To finish my presentation about our situation in our country, I have to say that the freedom of religion integrates the freedom of those that are important, the rights and duties that are important in our constitution. So they enjoy the characters of immediate application. So that means they never act up from the state, and they are united to all the public entities and private entities. It's recognized the right to resist, meaning that any person can be against to fulfilling any right that offends their rights, their freedoms, and individual guarantees. The freedom of religion included, along with the right to life, to physical integrity, personal identity, this block of rights, they're fundamental. And it doesn't matter what kind of emergency our state may be declared, they cannot be affected in any situation. The Constitution of Cape Verde will accept that these fundamental rights, the freedom of religion, would suffer any type of restriction. We need to distinguish here that there may be, depending on the situation of emergency, limitations to the freedom of cult. But at any time, there will be a limitation to the freedom of religion. As I finish, as I present this institutional picture of the freedom of religion, what you can see, the idea that there are no problems or situations or violation of the right of the freedom of religion in our country. In fact, there are not very serious situations, but so we have some problems that arise, and that because our society over the truth meaning of this freedom and its connection with the freedom of conscience. There is a problem that have been really discussed actually these days in our society. It has to do with what's happening with some Muslim churches in Cape Verde, and some people are afraid that if the freedom of religion shouldn't have some limits. But that comes from those groups, Muslims, that they can come from them. We can come other situations that can, other institutions that could threaten our safety. But what we have been talking a lot about that is that it's accepting the construction of a mosque, a mesquite in Cape Verde. We don't have any mesquite there. And there have been any talks about discussion if should we authorize it or not. But that comes out a level of society more than as the state organs being involved. Our constitution promotes the freedom of religion without any restriction. So it's important to see that sometimes the concern of the societies usually come from the unknown, for not really being familiar or interchanging or even interacting with different religion, that would put aside our concerns. So here I say that I would like to quote the wise words of Katrina Santos, our professor, that she spoke here in the opening of the symposium when she said that to guarantee the freedom of religion, it's fundamental to the development of a society for the maintenance of peace, both social peace and the happiness of the people. In my country, Cape Verde, it's a proof of this. Thank you very much. Before I finish, sorry, pretty quickly, I'd like to show some pictures of my country so you can see, because I know a lot of people ask, how does it look like? How is it, Cape Verde? Pretty quickly, our carnival, our volcano and the Island of Fire, the ocean, Isu and Epesca, there are our riches, the mountains that look like your mountains here in Utah, the beach. They're beautiful beaches with the white sand. That's our people and our problem with the lack of water. That it's a huge issue we face is the lack of sweet water, fresh water. Cape Verde also is very green, especially when it rains. And at this moment, it's really just like this. But sometimes it can be a little brown. The turtles, it's one of our symbols. Thank you very much.